Hello and a very warm welcome to our weekly podcast, The World Outside. I'm Maha Siddiqui. In a surprising move this week, Sri Lanka pulled out of the tripartite agreement with India and Japan to develop the East Container Terminal. What is turning out to be of even more of concern for India is that they have awarded energy projects to China and islands very close to Tamil Nadu. What are the Rajapakshas up to? Let's try and get a better sense of that with N. Satyamurthy, a distinguished fellow and head of ORF's Chennai initiative. Many thanks, sir, for speaking with us. So the first question here is, what do you see as reasons for Sri Lanka for not going ahead with the ECT project? Why is it reneging on the commitments?
In Sri Lanka, there's an unfortunate thing, unlike in India. Change of government means they change the policies often, or they go a step forward. That is the first one. Two, there is always India-China equation. That is there. Three, ruling parties in Sri Lanka are invariably hesitant to take on the trade union. They have powerful trade union movement. And this government is facing that movement worse because that is also a part of their left-leaning vote bank. Though the trade union was led by JBP, a militant organization, now a weakened moderate political party, spearheaded the movement, the ruling party, that is the Rajapaksa's party, is a little or more than little concerned about losing that identity. They are pro-labor, pro-nationalistic identity, because the JVP unions have touched upon two things. One is the Sri Lankan nationalism and territorial integrity, assets, etc. Number two, the Rajapaksa also started saying, with President Gotabaya Rajapaksa saying, this government will not sell national assets to the outsiders. But unfortunately, they seem to have forgotten, when they finally negotiated and agreed, the majority of stakes would have been with their public sector, Sri Lanka Port Authority, SLPA, and the Indian stakeholder, and also the Japanese investors would have got only a total of 48%. So that is very intriguing why they should pull out, other than the fact they were concerned about the domestic factor. But interestingly, who started it off? This is always Indian media has been repeatedly saying the last week about China hand. If China is there and is not unobvious, why are they behind the JVP, or did the Rajapaksa succumb to them once again? That's a $1 million question.
So then, do you think that India should be worried about the other aspect as well, that of China being awarded the energy projects, and some of them very close to Tamil Nadu?
In fact, India should be more concerned about the energy project from a purely strategic security point of view than even the ECT, that's the Eastern Container Terminal Award, which is reneging on a national commitment, which is not uncommon in Sri Lanka, with Sri Lanka, and uncommon particularly with the Rajapaksas. Immediately after Mahinda Rajapaksa came to power, he got, based on Supreme Court ruling, he demerged the North and the East, and province, which was part of a commitment made to India under the Indo-Sri Lanka Accord of 1987. But again, his successor government, who was supposed to be Ranil Wickremesinghe, the Prime Minister, who was supposed to be relatively pro-India, went ahead and handed over the Hambantota property, which is the Sri Lankan territory, in fact, to Chinese on a 99-year deed. The Rajapaksas had signed only a concession contract. Whereas Ranil Wickremesinghe handed it over to China on 99-year-old lease in the name of debt for equity lease. So that is very, very complicated politics there. We should have been prepared for it, even in the case of ACT. But more important from strategic point of view, as long as the ECT project also doesn't go to China, but the SLPA, that is the Sri Lanka Port Authority, keeps it to itself, definitely the presence of Chinese in the northern province abetting the Indian waters is going to be real concern for us. Whatever they may be doing, whether it is a wind energy farm or not, we should, the discomfort will always be there in the Indian strategic security set, as we have set up. Get the government.
Also, Mr. Satyamurthy, there is a report now in Sri Lanka that they may end up blaming India for the April 2019 terror attack. Why are we seeing this sudden U-turn after, you know, the government publicly, in fact, thanked India for the support in combating terror and also acknowledged that there were some intelligence inputs from India?
Definitely there was intelligence input, and definitely those inputs were not taken forward. There was obviously a communication gap. That is one angle the government should be inquiring into. I think they are doing that part of it also. But as far as this current accusation or insinuation, to put it precisely, is concerned, it was aired even immediately after the attack. Maybe a day after the attack, this members of protest started doing the rounds in the Sri Lankan social media. Then a section of the media also reported those things. So there is nothing new about it. That is coming back again, as you may have read along with this report. There was an attack, a purported attempt to attack or target then President Maithripala Sirisena, and Indian security agencies were blamed for it. And suddenly it cropped up, and suddenly it fell through, and the arrested man, accepting the Indian official version that he was was mentally retarded, was returned also. Now suddenly that is cropping up. These are all the conventional pressure tactics applied by Sri Lankan stakeholders every time such, such things and projects are taken.
Okay.
Nothing new about it as far as I'm concerned.
All right.
I am concerned. But yes, the timing is again a big iffy.
Also, there are reports that Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan will address the Sri Lankan Parliament during his visit to the country later this month. What do you make of this bonhomie along with China?
Basically, Sri Lanka has always, particularly the Rajapaksas, have from day one said we will have an independent foreign policy and security related issue, India comes first. So we don't have to read too much into it, other than as definitely as a political gesture, it means a lot for India. China is taking hold, and they are hosting Prime Minister Imran Khan, and he is going to address their parliament. As a political and a diplomatic gesture, it means something more. We have to be cautious, but we don't have to become paranoid about that, because they are independent nations. As independent nations, they would like to develop ties with every other country. So, what if they have to give this kind of an impression before they take up the new constitution making process to put India on the defensive, etc.? These are all standard tactics nations employ.
Finally, sir, in under these circumstances, for instance, you are saying that India should really be worried about the energy projects awarded to China more than the ECT project. Under these circumstances, what should India be doing? Because the High Commissioner has taken up the issue of the ECT project, but what about taking up the issue of those energy projects to China as well? What's the best way of engaging with Sri Lanka on that count?
See, basically, India has always told our neighbors, you are free to do whatever you want to do as a sovereign state. You have got every right and responsibility to do it to your people, as long as it does not affect India's security or give a wrong impression about India's security concern. So in that context, India has to focus these issues separately. ECT is a commercial to begin with. Though a lot of India's national image is stuck there. On the power projects in the north, this is a security concern. The government of India should delineate both and take it separately and make our position very clear.
All right, sir. Many thanks for speaking with News18.com on our podcast, weekly podcast, The World Outside. Many thanks, Mr. Satyamurthy.